views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Let the transition begin. Welcome to Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, most vibrant life. Carrie gives you the tools for transformation that will help you experience success for life's transitions. Now here's your host, Carrie Keith.
Welcome, welcome everyone. You are listening to Majestic Insights Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Stay with us for the next hour. We got a great show for you today. And I'm Corinne Alyssa. This week I'm guest hosting for Carrie Keith of Majestic Insights. You can always find Carrie and her phenomenal life transition packages on the web at MajesticInsights.com. And really, you know, I can't speak highly enough for the work that Carrie does for people just like you. So if you're looking to make a lasting shift in your life, she's your gal. And as I said, I am Corinne Alyssa. I'm going to be with you here for the next hour. So stay tuned. We got some exciting things to talk about today. Today, we're going with the season. We're going to be talking about Jesus and his birth. It's that time of year, isn't it? It's the time of year when we traditionally celebrate the birth of this magnificent man, Jesus. Now, you know, my latest book is all about this man, Jesus, or as, you know, I and many others call him, Yeshua. Yeshua is his Hebrew name, his birth name. And the title of my book is Bare Bones, The Unabridged Life of Yeshua, Son of Joseph from Galilee. And it's available online at Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. You can also order it from any bookstore. Now, Bare Bones is the biography of Yeshua. And I've been talking with Yeshua since I was a child. And one of the reasons I absolutely adore Carrie, besides the fact that she's such a magnificent person and healer, is that she talks to Yeshua the same way that I do. I've never talked to anyone in my life other than Carrie who does that. So it's been a great connection between her and I in that regard. But Yeshua and I have been talking since I was a child, and when he asked me to write this book with him, collaborating with him, I was excited when I finally accepted the opportunity here, accepted the project. I was very excited to be working with him, and it's been a lovely, lovely ride for the last 5 years working with him on this book, and I'm so excited that it's finally out. Now, what we're going to talk about today is His birth. You know, traditionally we have been told that Yeshua was born in Bethlehem, that Mary rode on a donkey with Joseph by her side, walking to Bethlehem so that they could sign in for the Romans doing a census. And that is just not the case, according to Yeshua himself. Jesus' birth was in the family, what he calls the family compound, a community of people who lived together in Galilee, who were Essene Jews, and they felt as though they were on this earth to prepare and bring forward what they called the great teacher, which is, as we know him today, Yeshua or Jesus. And he wasn't born in Bethlehem. There was no census, according to Yeshua. That is a myth. It doesn't have anything to do with reality. So what is it about his birth that makes it so interesting? If we're not going to have that story any longer about Bethlehem and the donkey and the inn and there's no room and she gives birth in the manger, what is the truth? What's really going on there with his birth? Well, he was born at home in the family compound on a hill just outside of Sepphoris in Galilee, very close to where Nazareth is today. And there's another interesting fact I'm going to tell you is that Nazareth did not exist when Yeshua was born. It was created later on. It was came from the community that Yeshua lived in and grew up in, but was not an actual town until later on in his life. So he was born near Nazareth, about 5 miles outside of Sepphoris, on a hill in the family compound. The Essenes who put this together, put this the circumstances of his birth together, as I said a moment ago, I'll say again, really felt that they were the chosen people, the people who were going to bring this great man, as they called great teacher, to bear for this world. They felt strongly that this great teacher would have things to say that would correct the misconceptions of life, that would further the teachings of the original great teacher, which had come many thousands of years before Yeshua was born. And he certainly has done this. Here we are 2,000 years later, and we're still talking about him. We're still listening to him. We are still bringing him into our lives and letting him help us with our day-to-day experience of both this world and the spiritual aspects of our lives. When I think about Yeshua's birth, I think the thing that stands out the most to me were the circumstances that led up to it. Joseph, who was his father, of course, had been married and had a family prior to his marrying Yeshua's mother, Mary. He had a full life with a family, and he had 3 children who were already grown and had children of their own. So he was a grandfather. And when his first wife died, Joseph's first wife died, he became despondent. And he didn't see what was left for him in his life. He decided to move fully into his spiritual awareness and become a monk at a monastery in Galilee called Mount Carmel. At Mount Carmel, Mary was also living there as a child. And Joseph came to know Mary there, he as an elder man, monk, and Mary actually as a child. I believe he met Mary when she was 10 years old. When the time came that Mary became pregnant, and Joseph had been in charge of keeping her safe because there had been threats on her life, on Mary's life, Joseph came to feel as though he had let her down, because he couldn't imagine that she would be pregnant in any way other than having coupled with a physical man. It wasn't in his belief system at that time that such could happen. So he felt he had let her down, let everyone down. And he was very despondent about that. Same as he had been despondent when his wife had died. That despondency came back to him. He left the monastery and moved in with his son in Sepphoris, which is a large town there in Galilee. And it wasn't until the night when an angel came to speak to him. This angel told him that Mary had been given this child divinely, that she had been chosen to have this divine child. And Joseph had trouble accepting that, a lot of trouble accepting that. But because of the angel's intervention, he finally came to believe. He accepted it. He asked Mary for her hand. And the rest is history. They got married and Yeshua was born. Mary had always wanted to be Joseph's wife as a child. But Joseph didn't want it for lots of reasons. The most important reason being that he couldn't see her as a child actually being his wife. It felt wrong to him, as you can imagine. At the time when she became pregnant, she was only 11 or 12 years old. And to him, that was a child. He felt very fatherly toward her and couldn't imagine being her husband, if you will. So when he got over that, when he finally came to understand that it was his own calling to be the father of this child, they did get married. They didn't consummate their marriage right away. It took several years, actually, before they consummated their marriage. But when they did, they had four other children together. And so Yeshua grew up with these several siblings, brothers and sisters, James, Jude, Ruth, Sarah, and Sheila. Actually, there were five. Sheila, however, died when she was just a child. So as he grew, Yeshua really only came to know his four siblings. So now we're going on a break. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Satin and cinders, I'm definitely not your type. Well then, what are we doing in love? What are we doing in a mess like this? What are we doing in love? Why would you stop what I couldn't?
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready for a radical shift in your way of being? Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Awakened Living Radio is a show dedicated to helping you embrace a life filled with profound peace, connection, and happiness. TJ Woodward is passionate about helping you find your clarity, balance, and purpose. Join co-host TJ Woodward and Dr. Pat Basile on the first Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific Time for Awakened Living Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Let the transition begin. Tune in to the hit show, Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, and most vibrant life. Let Carrie teach you the tools of transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.
What if we really didn't have to die to go to heaven? Are you curious about the afterlife or rebirth? The highly anticipated new book from author Dr. Susan Allison, You Don't Have to Die to Go to Heaven, is available now. Find out how to find guidance and healing in the spirit realms. Order the book today and put it on your must-read list for 2016. Visit drsusanallison.com to learn more.
called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Has asthma or allergies got you singing the raspy blues? Allergy and Asthma Networks is the nation's premier nonprofit patient-centered network of doctors, caregivers, patients, and healthcare professionals who are dedicated to ending death and suffering due to asthma, allergies, and related conditions. Join President and CEO Tanya Winders each month on the Dr. Pat Show to learn more and visit allergyasthmanetwork.org today. Breathe better together with Allergy and Asthma Network.
1230 WBLQ.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Corinne Alyssa, guest hosting today for Carrie Keith. You are listening to Majestic Insights Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Stay with us. We've still got another 45 minutes to go. And as I said, I'm Corinne Alyssa, and we've been talking about the birth of Jesus, or as I call him and many others do too, Yeshua. And my latest book, Bare Bones, The Unabridged Life of Yeshua, Son of Joseph from Galilee. And in the last segment, we talked about where Yeshua was born and what happened with Joseph, how Joseph couldn't see himself getting married to Mary because she was a child and he was an elder man. And it just didn't seem right to him, but then an angel came to him, visited him in one evening, and that changed his life. He did ask Mary for her hand. They did get married. Now, the community, I did talk a little also about the Essene community. The elders of the Essene community wanted to make sure that Joseph and Mary and their new baby, who would be the great teacher, were going to be well provided for. So they gifted him, Joseph, a large plot of land on a hill outside of Sepphoris, about 5 miles away, close to what you would now call Nazareth. But Nazareth wasn't there then. It was created later. He also gave him some money, and many members of the community moved to the outlying areas right around Joseph's land. So there was a large group of people there ready to make this home his, to give him everything Yeshua needed to grow to be the man that he was to become for us. And so Mary herself, we didn't talk about her much, but let's talk about her a little bit. Mary was a child. She was given to the temple at Mount Carmel, a monastery, to be raised there. Her mother and father, there were a lot of circumstances. The reason why, we won't go into that, but Mary was growing at the monastery, and that's where Joseph met her. When she found out from her own angel that she was going to be pregnant and give birth to this very special baby, she immediately felt that Joseph was to be her husband. Now, she was only about 11 or 12 years old at that time, and Joseph was an elder man, as we've mentioned. But she was resolute. She knew that was the truth. And finally, of course, when Joseph relented and asked her for her hand, she was ecstatic. But she didn't know anything about creating a home. She hadn't really grown with her mother. She hadn't learned how to cook and clean and do all of the things. She was going to be living at the monastery, at the temple, as far as she knew, probably for the rest of her life. And so when they got to this place, this land and the home that had been deeded to them, Mary had to confess to Joseph one evening, the first evening, actually, in their home. She said, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to clean. I don't know how to cook. I don't know how to do any of these things and take care of our home. So Joseph hired a husband and wife, Herodes and Josiah. And those two together, Herodes worked the land, worked the farm that was there on Joseph's land. And Josiah took care of the house. She did all the cleaning and all the cooking. So that worked out very well for Mary. Mary was a very single-minded woman. She believed in Yeshua and his mission from the moment she heard she was pregnant. There was no wavering in her all the way through until she was sitting at the base of the cross when Yeshua was crucified. She was resolute to be supporting his mission. She held her head high at all times. She was a very strong woman who spoke from her heart and spoke with conviction. And people very much looked up to her all of her life. Now, Joseph, he eventually did fall in love with Mary as a woman, and they did consummate their marriage. I mentioned in the last segment that there were five children. James, that's after Yeshua was born, James, Jude, Ruth, Sarah, and Sheila, but that Sheila died very, very early on when she was only about 8 years old. And Mary raised them all. They all turned out to be good people. James, of course, was Yeshua's right-hand man. He followed Yeshua around in his teachings when he would go to talk. James would be with him. He would do a lot of the work that was needed to arrange gatherings, etc. And he was Yeshua's main confidant. Later on in his life, James, Yeshua's brother, garnered the name James the Just. He ended up becoming the head of the new church in Jerusalem and was a very well-respected man in his time. You can read a lot about James in the historical writings of people such as Josephus. Historical figures at that time wrote about him because he was so well-liked, so well-revered. Now, what should we talk about next? Let's talk about the time that Yeshua was born. Here we are in December. We're celebrating every year on December 25th, Yeshua's birth. So we've already knocked out that he wasn't born in Bethlehem, but he also wasn't born in December. Many people already believe this. You already know this. It doesn't quite make sense that he was born on December 25th. That time was created early on in when the powerful church wanted to integrate the pagan holiday of the high winter solstice with the birth of Jesus so that the people who were related to the pagan religion could be pulled into the church more easily. When was Yeshua born? Well, since I was a child, Yeshua has told me he was born in February, somewhere around February 20th, which of course would make him a Pisces. And I've always believed that he was born somewhere in there at the beginning of the Pisces segment of our astrological calendar. But recently, a few years ago, in working with an astrologer, I've come to know so much about Yeshua as a man, who he was, what his personality was in writing this book, Bare Bones, that I said, he was born sometime, I know, around the 20th, but perhaps you could help me figure out exactly when he was born. And this astrologer did just that. She went back to the calendar, and we found him born in the year 5 BC, not the year 1 AD, the year 5 BCE, on February 21st at 9:03 in the morning. And we're able to pinpoint it so precisely by looking at the astrological calendar and figuring out which year was actually made sense from the crucifixion side of things, working backward to the year he must have been born. And it was the year 05 BCE. And then pinpointing right around February 20th, what astrological chart fits the personality of the man that is in bare bones, that has given me all this wonderful information about his life. And so it does become February 21st at 9:03. Now, that shouldn't take you away from celebrating his birth on December 25th. It's traditional. It's wonderful. Let's revel in this wonderful man who came to give us so much. But know that his actual birth was on February 21st. So we're moving into a break here. I want to remind you that Carrie Keith can be found at majesticinsights.com, and we'll be back in a few minutes to talk about this man more.
Attitude, keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woo-hoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
Let the transition begin. Tune in to the hit show, Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, and most vibrant life. Let Carrie teach you the tools of transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com, or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Has asthma or allergies got you singing the raspy blues? Allergy and Asthma Networks is the nation's premier nonprofit patient-centered network of doctors, caregivers, patients, and healthcare professionals who are dedicated to ending death and suffering due to asthma, allergies, and related conditions. Join President and CEO Tanya Winders each month on the Dr. Pat Show to learn more and visit allergyasthmanetwork.org today. Breathe better together with Allergy and Asthma Network.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor.
1230 WBLQ.
Hello and welcome back. Again, you are listening to me, Corinne Alyssa, guest hosting for Carrie Keith. You're listening to Majestic Insights Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Continue to stay with us. We've got another half hour of information for you. And I hope you're as excited about this information as I am. I also want to give a big shout out to Brian, who is technologically hosting this show for us. He puts on this wonderful music for you, and he helps me get through. Thank you, Brian.
Oh, thank you, Corinne. It's always a pleasure. And I wonder what Carrie's doing now. She's probably wondering that. She knows we're doing okay, but thank you.
You're very welcome. Yes.
Are we going to talk about more about the, what was it, Jesus or something like that?
We certainly are.
Let's do
we
it.
We certainly are. We're going to talk about Jesus, or as I call him, Yeshua. And again, we're talking about it because of the time of year. It's this wonderful Christmas holiday coming up. This is the time of year everyone thinks about his birth. And we've talked already on the show about where he was born, why he was born, a little bit about Joseph, a little bit about Mary, a little bit about his siblings. Let's talk a little bit more about him and his teaching. Why do we associate Yeshua with love and peace? Well, it's only natural, because those are the two biggest topics of his teachings. He is all about love. Yeshua, as you'll find out when you read Bare Bones, when he met his creator, what he called, we call God, he calls his creator. When he met his creator face to face the first time, she told him he had become the very embodiment of love. Now, we're not talking about love that you might feel on Valentine's Day, or the love you might have for your favorite iPhone or television or food or anything like that. We're talking about the power of love. Yeshua is the embodiment of the power of love. According to Yeshua, the power of love is the very frequency, the very meat, if you will, of the creative power on this earth plane. Everything here was created with the power of love, and everything here runs by it if you want it to. There are two different powers here. We've got the power of love and the power of fear. And you can run your life. You can run everything in your life with the power of fear, and many of us do. But if you switch and run your life through the power of love, everything changes for you. Everything becomes lighter. Everything becomes clearer. Yeshua says that the power of love is what fuels the Creator's work in this world. So when you are using the power of love in your manifestations, in your relationships, in everything that you create here in this plane, you are creating from the viewpoint, from the very energy of the divine source. There's a couple of quotes I'd like to read you that from Bare Bones. Now, this book, Bare Bones, that I wrote, that's available now on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com, this book is written in the first person. It is Yeshua's life from his point of view. It's how he viewed his life, what he did, his relationships, the tribulations, the ways that he fell down and the ways that he was exalted. It's all in there. It's a magnificent storytelling in this book. It's a great read, whether you believe the life that Yeshua has told me that is set down in this book or not, doesn't really matter. It's a good read. It's lovely. It's written in the first person. But also scattered through the book are about 230 of what I call external quotes. These are quotes that actually came from either Yeshua directly or from Yeshua's brother James or his wife Miriam, or I think there's a couple of from Joseph. But these are quotes as they were told to me in channeling. And here's a couple of quotes from Yeshua as he speaks about the power of love. This first one is my favorite. He says, "There is no greater power in the universe than the power of love. Do not underestimate the good it can do, especially when amplified by flowing through your exceptional human heart. And do not underestimate the pain that can be perpetuated when love is absent." I love that. As I just said, that's one of my favorite quotes from the book and from Yeshua. It's so, so true. And here's the second one. He says, "Understand what love is. It is power. It's the raw energy of your Creator flowing through your world. It's not a wish you hold on Valentine's Day. It's not a lustful desire or a craving for things. When the power of love is mistaken for lust or avarice, you can become confused and forget what it is you actually need. The power of love is what fuels the Creator's work in this world. It's the very substance of what made you. Turning your back on the power that love is ultimately making the decision to die without learning the most important lesson any person will ever learn, that when you own love, you own yourself." I love that. I just love that. It rings so true in my heart, and I hope it rings true in your heart as well. And again, there's lots of these quotes scattered throughout the book Bare Bones. So when you think about love and you think about Yeshua, I really want you right now to just close your eyes for a moment. Sit back. Unless you're driving a car, you're listening to this, driving a car or operating machinery, don't close your eyes, of course. But if you're just sitting there listening to us, close your eyes. And think about your heart. Put your attention on your heart. You might even want to put your hand over your heart for a moment. Let your attention be drawn there. And now think about your Creator. However you think about your Creator. Some think about God. Some think about the universe, the source, the creative source. Think about that which you see as larger than you. And see that which you see as larger than you coming down through the top of your head, moving down through your head, lighting it up as you go, down through your neck, lighting up your neck, your throat, clearing out all the blocks you have to full communication. And moving down now into your heart. Now I want you to see that beautiful creative energy that we call our divine source, fully integrated in your heart, seated there, making a home in your heart, making it this divine source of love, the power of love, the creative source, making it and your heart one. And when you see them fully merge and become one in the middle of your chest, take a deep breath and say, "So be it." And now open your eyes and know that moving into your life now with the creative source firmly set in your heart, working as one, know that your life will begin changing immediately. That is the power of love in action. That's the power of the Creator's work in this world. And when you have it there in your heart, you are fully illuminated to bring that energy to the world. And how can that not be anything but helpful and wonderful for you and for the world? So we're about to go to break again. We got one more session coming up. Stay with us. And I'll see you in just a few minutes.
What does it mean to be healthy? For each of us, it means something a little different. Discover the art of herbal medicine, a natural way to help our bodies respond better to the modern-day stress and toxicity of our everyday lives. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness in Kirkland can help you choose the herbs that are right for your body. Find your herbal solutions for common health issues at urbanwellness.com. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.com.
Let the transition begin. Tune in to the hit show, Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, and most vibrant life. Let Carrie teach you the tools of transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
1230 WBLQ.
How sweet.
Welcome back. You are listening to Majestic Insights Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And I am Corinne Alyssa, guest hosting for Carrie Keith of Majestic Insights today. And I do want to remind you that you can always find Carrie and her phenomenal life transition packages on the web at MajesticInsights.com. And you can find me at CorinneAlyssa.com, or more importantly, if you're interested in looking into Bare Bones, the book that I'm talking about, all this wonderful information today, you can get to that website at BareBones, with an S, book.com, BareBonesBook.com. Now, we've spoken a lot about Jesus's birth, Yeshua's birth. And we talked a little bit about his teachings, the magnificent power of love. And there's a whole lot more in this book than just this. In fact, a lot of the circumstances around his book are not in around his birth are not in the book. But there's a lot of else in the book. It's a 600-page book. There's a lot of information there. So I thought we'd spend just a few minutes talking about some of the other things that you'll discover when you go through its pages. First of all, you'll discover that indeed he was married. He lived a full human life. In fact, he says, "Who would actually think that I wouldn't get married?" He said, "As a Jewish man in those times, we were commanded by God to marry and multiply." As a Jewish man, he was almost propelled by social mores to get married, and he did. And who did he marry? It was Mary Magdalene, and he calls her Miriam. That was her name at the time, Miriam. She was not a prostitute. She was not a fallen woman. She was a very strong, magical woman who had a lot of power and influence in her own right. They were matched very, very well. They were both very strong, very powerful people. What else about Yeshua might you want to know? He did have a child, a son with Miriam. He named his child Micah. It was a boy. However, after the crucifixion, poor little Micah had a lot of enemies. There were a lot of people who would have killed him just because he was Yeshua's son. So when Miriam left Jerusalem sometime after the crucifixion, their son Micah was taken into the home of his brother, Yeshua's brother Jude, and his wife Rebecca, and raised as their own son instead of being raised as Yeshua's son, which is a little sad, if you come to think of it. Micah didn't really grow up knowing his mother or his father, but he had a good home with Jude and Rebecca. What else might you learn in Bare Bones? Well, let's talk about the crucifixion a little bit. You're going to learn in the book that Yeshua didn't die on the cross. He was still alive when they took him down from the cross and put him in the tomb. They didn't understand that he was alive. They put him in the tomb anyway, wrapped in the shroud. And that is where he woke up, in the tomb, wrapped in a shroud. He called it his death cocoon. And there's a whole lot more around that that you're going to find very interesting when you get there in the book. Also, very interesting to note is that Judas did betray Yeshua in the garden in Jerusalem. He brought the soldiers, but Judas was not a bad man, was not a betrayer. He was actually Yeshua's best friend, and it was the only one that Yeshua could rely on to do his bidding with something so difficult as the need to betray him to the Romans. Yeshua gave himself over to the authorities to be crucified on purpose, to fulfill his own need, his own role in what we are now still paying attention to 2,000 years later. So it was very important to us as mankind. it's a very exciting life filled with adventure that this man, Yeshua, lived. He traveled all over Asia. He did a lot of things that would just astound you when you read about them. There's one account in there of being in a flood, how he and his companions, when they were traveling across the Ganges, got caught in a flash flood, and how he talks about this wall of mud and debris-laden water coming at him full force and hitting the tree that he was hanging onto for dear life. It's breathtaking. The things that happened to him in his life are very adventurous. There's so much to know about this incredible man. And it's as much as interesting as it is to learn about his life, as interesting as it is to really get into the meat of his personality, who he was, the relationships he had, where he went, what he did. What's more amazing and more astounding is who he is today. He's still alive. He's here with us. And that's the biggest takeaway I have from working on this book, that Yeshua is available to every person, everywhere. You don't have to be religious. You don't have to have any religion at all. You don't have any beliefs at all. And he will never, ever ask you to change a belief that you have, or a thought that you have, or an action that you take. He supports you if you reach out your hand and take his hand. This man, Yeshua, will be in your life, will support you, will help you see. In his own words, he says, I will help you see and know what it means to be loved beyond measure. And that is what he wants to do for you, for me, for every person who wants to take his hand. I thank you for letting me be here today. Again, I want to tell you that if you're interested in reading this book, Bare Bones, such an exciting read, Bare Bones, The Unabridged Life of Yeshua, Son of Joseph from Galilee, you just go to barebonesbook.com, or you can buy it directly from amazon.com or barnesandnoble.com. You can find me there too. You can always send me an email from through the website, barebonesbook.com. And you can find Carrie at Majestic Insights. A big shout out to Carrie. Thank you. Wherever you are today, whatever you're doing, we know you love us and you're here with us in energy form. Take care, everyone. Be well. And I hope that your life is furthered by listening to this information today. Know that you are loved. Be well.
You've been listening to Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher. Let Carrie lead you through her most empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, most vibrant life. Carrie gives you tools for transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.